Welcome to Thrive with Confidence. This podcast provides insight into the Aquios Alliance, a buying group that connects private practices with trusted vendors and expert support. We will feature discussion with our vendor partners and optometrist members while we explore topics that will empower your independence. Hello, one and all. Welcome to another episode of Thrive with Confidence. Today, we are here with Insurance Design Management. Their CEO, Brandon, is here to talk to us. Welcome and good afternoon, Brandon.
Good afternoon, Rick. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing very well. Very excited for Super Bowl week here, since that's what's happening. So looking forward to what's going to happen this Sunday. So tell me a little bit about Insurance Design Management and how it all got started, Brandon.
Well, Rick, it got started I was a financial advisor coming right out of college, and coming out of the wonderful 2008 stock market crash and realizing there was a different lack of planning in the marketplace, I decided to start Insurance Design Management and really partner up with other professionals, attorneys, accountants, commercial property and casualty reps, other registered investment advisors, in assisting them and their clients on business continuity planning and business succession planning. Because a lot of advisors were just focused on that collecting of assets under management or maybe personal individual financial plans, but not that business continuity. So saw an opportunity in the marketplace, started it up, and 12 years later, here we are.
Kind of interesting. 2008, you said you started this, the crash of the market. How does that right now, how does that relate to, or does it make you feel like our economy is similar to then as well right now?
You know, there are similarities and then there's not similarities. I think regards from an economic standpoint, there's been a lot of good procedures and processes put in place to protect the consumer from some of the negative or predatory lending practices that were out there back in the day. And I think there's a lot more cash in the economic engine today than there was back then. There's still that emotional roller coaster and from the worry of the financial aspects and taxes and economic policies and especially political viewpoints, what's going on in the world today. So there are similarities, but I don't think the financial risk is as bad as what it used to be back in 2008.
That's great to hear. One of the things that has been a challenge for offices, especially over the past 3 years now, is employee retention. And as you know, Brandon, we work with optometry practices, and you know their staff is very important to them. And in my opinion, they're the most valuable asset that the practice has, far more valuable than any instrument they have in their practice. So in your opinion, how important is it for employers to really focus on employee retention?
You know, that's been the biggest issue that I would say happened over the last 12, 24, 36 months for most of our business owner clients is the baby boomer generation retiring and exiting out of the workforce and the lack of quality talent backfilling into it. And it's funny because it's every industry. Every industry that we work with is experiencing that shrinkage in a talent workforce. And it's created an environment where the competition for that talented workforce is hotter than ever. Constantly get our business owner clients that are calling us, you know, lost so-and-so today, or, you know, somebody came to me because they want an additional pay raise to meet an offer that they just had. And the, you know, companies are raiding each other for that type of talent. And it's interesting because it's not just the knowledge that they're searching for. It's the work ethic. It's that motivation and drive that I think, you know, if an individual has that, they're so valuable to that business owner.
What are some of the tools that you have with Insurance Design Management that you can assist with employee retention?
You know, one of the things that we come back with is, you know, even like an optometrist firm, they're so service oriented and there's only so many hours in the day, and business owners spend all day working on their business and they don't spend a lot of time working in their business and really creating ways to do that. And so when we look at how do we help our clients with that employee retention, it's really trying to think outside the box. Most business owners today are going to go out there and they're going to offer you your traditional employee benefit package. Maybe it's a 401k, maybe it's a simple IRA or a profit sharing plan. And those employee benefit packages are subject to ERISA guidelines, meaning that you have to really offer it to everybody and anybody. And you can't just pick out maybe your most key individual people. But what a lot of business owners don't realize is there's non-qualified plans out there where they allow them to be able to pick and choose which key employees they want to offer a benefit package to. And that benefit package is really structured to be more like a pair of golden handcuffs, really to keep them with the organization, incentivized to stay long term, to concentrate on the profitability of the organization and making sure that they're working with that employer or owner of the business alongside of them.
So if you're interested in learning more about what Brandon is sharing here, feel free to email us at info@aquiosalliance.com and we'll be happy to introduce you to Brandon. I've heard more about what he's talking about, and if you want to learn more about it specifically for your office, make sure you do reach out to me so we can get you in touch with him. You can also reach out to him as well through their website. It's insdm.com. He's also available on LinkedIn, and that's Brandon Dirk Schneider, just how it sounds. Dirk is not his first name. Brandon Dirk Schneider is his full name. So talk to me a little bit more about that non-qualifier plan, how you can select certain employees to be part of that.
Yeah. So when you're going out and you're looking at what individuals are really key to the operation, which ones help you really drive that revenue and profitability or allow you to have more time within, you can actually go out and select those individuals and put in a non-qualified plan that helps incentivize them to think like a business owner, to act like a business owner, but maybe you're not giving them direct ownership in your organization. And there's lots of types of different non-qualified plans. Some people will refer to them as maybe as a phantom stock plan or a stock appreciation rights or a executive bonus plan. The industry has lots of acronyms to it, but really what it's doing is it's setting aside a benefit that they're going to accrue over the time period that you set forth. And that's the nice thing. You can create these plans to really adhere to what the employer and the employee want. Maybe it's over a 10-year period. Maybe it's over a 12-year period or a 15-year period that you're saying, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, if you're going to stand by my side and work with me, I'm going to give you an additional benefit along the way to think and act like a business owner, but yet you're not having direct ownership. And then there's ways where you can basically put a vesting schedule to that. So if they do leave, they're not vested in the benefit that you've set aside for them. And that benefit can look however the employer, that business owner wants, which is really interesting because from an aspect of you got to make sure it's cost efficient for the business, but you have to make sure that it's enough incentive to make sure that the key individual wants to stay with you, you know, for whatever time frame you're looking at.
This sounds very, very intriguing to me, and there's many doctors out there that'll be listening to this and that are hearing what you're saying, because private equity has really flexed its muscle in our industry over the past few years. And I think they've really been able to sway a doctor who may have wanted to leave a legacy behind but had no succession planning in place. And it sounds like this could feed into that. So in your opinion, Brandon, at what point should somebody start to be planning for their succession planning, but also how can succession planning be beneficial to the employer as well as the employee? So I'm asking you two different questions right there back to back. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I mean, the nice thing about these types of executive benefits or non-qualified plans is you've identified an individual that is key to your organization. And that should automatically lead you into thinking about, okay, what is my succession plan? What does that succession plan look like? And is this individual a potential successor, meaning that should I be setting up not only benefits for my employee, but am I going to look at potentially selling out to my employee? And what does that look like? And can the non-qualified benefit plan take a look at the aspect of becoming a succession plan at some point in time? Meaning, can those dollars serve dual purposes, i.e. retaining a key employee and that employee having maybe, let's say, i.e. a bucket of money to buy in an equity position at some point in time. So I tell a lot of our business owners, I mean, it is never too early to start thinking about succession planning, but realistically, most of our clients should at least start thinking about it 10 years before they want to pull the trigger. Because the other aspect is every time Washington goes into session, the Congress or Senate can change the rules on us, and that may change what the plan looks like, or that may change how we're going to approach it as tax laws change. So you always readdress what that succession plan looks like about every 3 to 5 years, just depending on what the economic environment and tax laws that are in place are.
So again, you're saying 10 years out, you should be definitely planning your succession planning so that you can see how things are and have time to adjust and not have to just settle for what's happening today. Am I understanding that correctly? Awesome.
That is correct.
So what other products do you offer insurance design management that can help a small business owner like a private practitioner?
Well, the interesting part of insurance design management, when I started the business, as I said, I was working with law firms, accounting firms, commercial property and casualty firms, and helping their clients do this type of business succession planning. So obviously, with the name Insurance Design Management, we sell a lot of insurance tools as part of a risk mitigation plan. So we're selling disability insurance for income protection or for business partner buyout in the event of a disability, placing life insurance to fund a buy-sell agreement, or key person protection or wealth accumulation in the event of such as a non-qualified deferred comp plan. There's products out there on the marketplace called COLI, corporate-owned life insurance, that are great from a funding perspective and an expense standpoint. And then we also do long-term care insurance, but primarily we're CFPs, certified financial planners. We're doing fee-based planning for our clients.
So do you also help financial planning for offices for their staff members as well?
So we have a whole team here. So we have CFPs on staff that do help our business owner clients offer to their employees financial planning for them on an individual basis, or their key people on an individual basis. So absolutely, our team here not only will help the business owners, but their staff when it comes to questions with regards to financial planning basics.
Are there any restrictions for you? I mean, somebody might listening to this is in Florida. Somebody else might be in Seattle, Washington. We have over 400 doors throughout the United States. So you guys are based here in Nebraska, but is there any geographic restrictions for you to be able to help a doctor's office in Maine or New York or right here in Nebraska?
Nope. We are licensed within most states. And if we run across somebody that needs our help, we can always get licensed in that state fairly easily. One of the nice things about the COVID was everybody got a lot more technology friendly, and people are used to Teams or Zooms or spaces like that. So it's nice to be able to set aside 30 minutes or an hour and have those conversations with people virtually, rather than having to be in person. So there are no limitations as far as who we work with or where.
That's awesome to hear, because I know of an accountant based in Indiana, and he works with many of our clients from Alaska, Hawaii, Florida, Tennessee, Arizona. He works with professionals all over the country. So you guys would be in the same situation for our members as well. That's great to hear. Yep. And I wanted to make sure we covered that with people. So what do you enjoy most about working with private practice optometrists?
I just love the entrepreneur mindset. I love working with business owners. You know, they're waking up every day with that entrepreneurial mindset, how to grow their operation, how to serve their customers, and just making the world a better place every day with their actions and the services that they're providing. And they're always thinking big. And that's what I appreciate a lot about most people is, you know, I always ask them, how big do you really think? And, you know, we go through the process, you know, walking beside them and helping them dream big, think big, mitigating risk along the way, and making sure that they have a solid plan in place to enjoy what those goals and objectives are.
It's kind of ironic. This morning, I had a conversation with a doctor in the greater Houston area. She's at that point. She just opened her practice 2 years ago, and she's at that point where she's looking to bring on a new associate and do a few other things, you know, for her staff members. So question there, the question I have for you there is, at what point should somebody start thinking about, you know, the investment in their own team for retention, not just with the non-deferred programs, but other programs? What do you have to say to people when it comes to those other benefits?
You know, what's interesting is as a business owner myself, I always tell people when you start running out of time, there's only so many hours in the day and you're burning the candle at both ends and you're trying to figure out how can I duplicate myself or how can I bring somebody else on? But yet I started this business for a reason and I don't want to give ownership up. What other tools are out there to attract key talent to our organization that will help us grow and hit the goals and objectives that we've set forth? But yet I don't want to give up an equity position in the company that I've poured all my blood, sweat, and tears into. And when you start thinking that way, when that red flag goes off into your head, that's about the time you need to start seeking somebody out to help put that plan together.
Well, Brandon, I appreciate the information you've shared with us. And for our listeners, once again, Brandon Dirkschneider, you can find his contact information on insdm.com, or it's also on LinkedIn. Again, Brandon, spelled B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Dirkschneider, D-I-R-K-S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. You'll find him on LinkedIn, or you can email us at info@aquiosalliance.com, and we would be happy to introduce you to Brandon. Brandon and I have known each other now for about, what, 3.5, 4 years, Brandon?
Yep.
We first met, and we met through a colleague, Joe Henry, I believe is who introduced us at a mixer that he had when he was with a different bank. But
yep.
Again, another great person. If anybody's looking for lending opportunities, he's in a great place right now with a new bank. I'm happy to introduce you there. Do you have any other comments for us, Brandon?
No. Appreciate catching up on this topic. I know you and I have spent a little bit of time, you know, just talking about the pros and the benefits of such a planning technique. So glad we got to share the information today.
Well, I'm excited for people to be reaching out to you and learning more about how they can create their own succession planning, how they can enhance their employees' portfolios themselves as well, and really help retain those great employees that are with them for a long time. I appreciate your time, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of Thrive with Confidence. Have a great day.